First Kings 8, chapter 17. All right, starting over, 1 Kings 17. Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, and for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. So he called for it not to rain for 3 years, right? It didn't rain. And we're just reading this next part just in honor of Robert Tilton. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise thee. By the way, the word raven there is probably, it should have been translated Arab instead of raven. But some person in another tribe or something. But that's the one. That's a big controversy. But it's part of the
why?
Huh? And the word, huh? What? And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, or Phath, which belongeth to Zidon. I can't even see. What's the matter? And dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and he came to the gate of the city. Behold, a widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it into me, and after make me for thee and for thy son. And after make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until a day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. She went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which she spake by Elijah. Huh? Well, that's what all evangelists use. Tilton is the one that used it more than anything. Said, so you don't have any money? Send it. Whatever you got, send it to me first. I'm your prophet. I got in an argument about that in the deposition. That's another story. I didn't want to even go there. I just saw it. I just had to remind it for all days. Okay, go to chapter 19. 19, verse 1. Now, I'll let it happen, and Elijah prays for rain, and it rained. And now this happens. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and with all how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. You remember how he did all that? Mm-hmm. All right. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more so also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals and a cruse of water at his hand. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. The Talmud says that when Messiah comes, everything that has been done by the prophets will be duplicated by Messiah. In other words, Elijah raised a woman from the dead. Jesus raised people from the dead. Every miracle that will happen, again, I'm quoting the Talmud, every miracle that will happen in the days of Messiah will have already been pre-happened, and have already happened by one of the prophets or one of the men of old. Now, what's happening here? We don't have time to read the whole thing, but anybody remember what's happening? Why is everybody, what's going on here? He had the contest on Mount Carmel. He called all the prophets of Baal together, and all of their gods failed them. And he was all screwed up, and everything was wrong. And now Jezebel says that by that tomorrow morning you're going to be dead. He agrees. He goes, what's he afraid of? What's going on here? This is a guy that just slew 250 prophets. What's going on? Now he's afraid of a woman.
Well, then it wasn't like he didn't see it had done any good. I mean, obviously, God had done all these things, and yet he was still regretting his life. And he was like, talking to
town. We got time to read it. Let's go ahead and read it. I should have started earlier. Everybody know who Ahab was? You have to go through that.
Captain Ahab.
No. Ahab was an evil king, okay? Let's just leave it there. Let's go to chapter 18, verse 20. No, we got to go before that. Verse 15. And, shut up. And Elijah's... I just said shout out to this whole machine.
I don't think that machine's going to make it.
Every time you see the word Jezebel in here, replace it with Joysanna.
Joysanna.
I don't remember that.
Jezebel, Joysanna, what's the difference? And Elijah said, As the Lord of the hosts liveth, before whom I stand today, I will surely show myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Balaam just means many other gods besides God. I am. Whenever you see I am in a word, it means the plural. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400. Now it's 850. Huh? Did Raleigh figure it out?
Bunches of trees.
And look at the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Joysanna's table. No, Jezebel's table, I'm sorry. Huh? Okay, I'll quit. Huh? No, it just means that Jezebel paid them. Doesn't mean they. That's what it, that's a
figure of
speech, so to speak. So Ahab sent all of... Now, you got it. You got to remember, this is a type. This is something that's going on in you and me and all of us and the world. We got all these prophets of the groves and prophets of Baal and... What are the other ones? 450 prophets of Baal and prophets of groves. Okay. Do you think you have that many prophets within you? Do you have you got that many prophets that are telling you things?
Yeah,
it's not only the ones that are talking to you internally, it's the ones you're reading, it's the ones you're listening to on television, it's the ones. And what are the prophets doing? What's the function of a prophet in this context? Tell you what to do, tell you what's going to happen, and tell you what to do, really. That's what prophets do. Huh? That, yeah. Why do you think, for those of you that have been with me forever, you know that the one thing that I've said, and I've meant it from the beginning, is that if I ever tell you what to do, you should shoot me. Right? Yeah, that was a really dangerous thing for me to say a long time ago, I'll tell you that. Maybe it's still pretty dangerous. Why is that so important? Because everybody wants to know what to do.
Everybody wants to be told what to do.
Yeah. Why is what?
Then you're home free.
Right.
You don't have to trust God.
Right. And you always have an out.
Right.
Okay. So what then? What you are always, you as a human being, you and I are always. This is going towards fasting, by the way. We're going to get there. I thought we'd get there quicker, but I didn't realize that we know the history.
We didn't go
fast. We didn't have a detour. We're just going back and recapping for the spiritual illiterates. That's Jezebel. That's good. I like that. What's my finger doing up there? You might like it.
As well as you.
All right. It's vital that you understand this. Every human being wants to know what to do. And you want a law. You want to know how the thing works. What is going to happen next? So all of these prophets, their function in you, and there is equally as many, all of their function in you is to what? Is to keep you from faith. Every single prophet, every single voice, every single idea, every single plan and little scheme that you have is an attempt by the evil one, attempt by the God of this world, really, and his children, to keep you from faith. And maybe even to go so far as to rename faith. In other words, to call faith the power to get the thing that you think you want. Now that is directly a prophet of Balaam, a prophet of, I mean, that's so bad I don't even want to talk about it. But yet that's what's going on in the name of God today. And it's going on in the name of God with such success, it's because what everybody wants. Wouldn't you want the power to get wealth? Wouldn't you want the power to have whatever you can think of? Whatever you can visualize is yours?
See it, say it, seize it.
Right.
He takes care of his owners last night.
Now, can you see the subtlety? It's not subtle to it. Once you see it, it's like a slap in the face. It's something that I hate so badly, and I've hated from the moment I became a believer. I could not stand it. It was as bad as somebody telling me how to get something from God. It's the idea of somebody telling me what to do next, including myself, because it's the opposite of faith. It's the greatest enemy of faith. Can you see that? Everybody, you, I, everybody wants to know what to do next, what to handle, how to handle this, how to handle that. Now, the point of this story that we're about to hear is that each one of these prophets have failed you. And that's what we have to see. Going to come back and this story here is like compressing all of time, all of your life, into one little fiery episode. That's the meaning of this story. And we don't have time to finish. Yes, we do. Will somebody please make her quit making fun of me?
Depends on whether or not she lets you.
Huh? I'm afraid of her. It's the only person in the world I'm afraid of is Joyce Santa. What?
You should be afraid of Judy.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of Judy. Judy's like, see, Judy's like the blustery one. You know. But this is a dangerous one. Huh? All right. How did we get off on all of that? And Elijah said, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if all of these Baal, then follow him. In other words, he's looking at all these 850 prophets of different gods, and he's calling them all one God. Doesn't matter what you're doing. That's why I say any idea you have is an enemy of Christ. Any plan you have is a direct enemy of faith, because it's all from only one God. You've got to see this. And that's why this story is so important. It crystallizes all of your ideas, every possible thing that you could think of, every great, 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 great plans and ambitions and thoughts and dreams that you might have, and pulls them all and puts them right into one little fire pit. All right. How long halt ye between two opinions? You think there's 1,000 opinions. You know, opinions about everything. There's only two. There's only two opinions. There's either God, and then there's everything else. There's either the cross, and there's everything else. It's the simplicity of the gospel. Is it hitting you, Gary? Okay, I didn't mean that. Hitting like hitting. Okay. How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then Elijah said unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them, therefore, give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. And you call the name of your gods, and I will call in the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first. For you are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, oh, Baal, hear us. And again, you got to hear this. They're saying, they're exhausting every possible idea in God and opinion and plan and everything that they could have in you. That's what you're seeing here. You've got to see this. O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. In other words, they did all these little gimmicks. They even cut themselves, and jumped all over, and danced, and everything they could think of to try to. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry a little louder, for he is God. Either he is talking to someone else, or he's reading or pursuing or doing something else, or he's on a journey, or peradventure he sleeps, and you must awake him. And they cried aloud and cut themselves, what says that, after their manner, with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. There was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. Now, That's your whole life in a few verses. You understand me? You got to hear me. That's your whole life in a few verses. Some of you are still leaping and dancing, cutting yourself. I pray that you hear this. Doesn't matter what it is. There is no good idea. There's no good want, because he is the desired one of the nations. So anything that you desire or want other than him is one of these prophets that's running around jumping up and down and leaping. Why is this so difficult to hear? I've been preaching the same thing for almost 30 years. First 5 years I was preaching to myself. We got a handful of disciples at the most. Because of my personality. People afraid of me. But why is it? Why can't people hear this? Why are they so in love with their ideas? Plans and ambitions. That they would deny God himself. And they know, maybe they don't know, but you know that every one of these, every idea, every plan, all the prophets, everything that they can possibly put will only end up in nothingness. Chasing wind at best. I don't care if you're a billionaire, a jillionaire. I don't care if you're the president of the universe. It's nothing. I don't care if you're trying to find the best girl or the best woman or the best husband or the best wife. It's nothing. And Elijah said unto all the people, "Come near unto me." And all the people came near unto him, and he prepared the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, "Israel, so be thy name." Remember, it couldn't be Israel until Jacob admitted who he was. And the word Jacob means the way of the snake, the depth of evil. Can you admit that, or are you still trying to be good? Are you still trying to do something right? God help you if you are, because you can't hear this. You won't hear anything I'm saying. Your ears are still uncircumcised. Let's stop there. That's a good place to stop. We'll continue Monday morning. All righty, take it big, guy.